Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 14 of the Gray and Green Show.
14.
I know. Dude. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have to say that now because we're going, you know, countrywide now.
We are.
Nationwide.
We're international.
I already did a show today.
Do we have anyone from out of the country listening?
Thus far, I don't know.
No Canadians, nothing?
Oh, no, we did get. We got Windsor,
Canada.
We're international.
We've done it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we made it to episode 14. Have you had a lot of stuff go on this week?
No. Not really.
What did you do last weekend?
What did I do last weekend? My husband brewed beer. He's a beer brewer in the garage.
That's tight.
Well, I watched TV.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
That's about it. Oh, Greenlee was in her first beauty pageant.
What? Oh, God. Are you going to turn her into Tatiana's
and Tiara's? No. It wasn't like that.
Okay,
I just
please
saw this
explain
cute
me.
Baby pageant, and it's like they just wear like a Christmas dress, and you walk them on stage, and I was like, I do pageants. My baby's doing this pageant. It looks cute. And she won, and it was adorable.
Okay, she won?
Yes.
How many babies were in this pageant?
There was like three.
There were
And it was in a shopping mall in Lansing.
Was it?
Yes.
You drove all the way to Lansing to go do this?
Well, my family lives there, so I could visit my cousin and her baby, who's the same age as Greenlee.
Gotcha.
But the real reason I went to Lansing, because they had one in Grand Rapids, too, was that I didn't want anyone to see me.
You were too embarrassed to be taking your baby.
I'm like, everyone's going to make fun of me.
No.
And then I was like, I'm not going to tell anyone. But then she won, and I was so proud, even though she didn't do anything but look cute.
As long
that
as
I was like,
just,
I got to tell everybody.
If she's a baby, though, I kind of think it's different. As long as she's not like 3 years old wearing a full face of makeup and tutus.
No, it's not like that. Okay. That's what you see on TV. It's just like anything else. It's just, that's not, I mean, those exist, but no one does them.
Yeah. You know, don't want to be the toddlers and tiaras.
It's like, those are small, like people don't do, that's not common.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I you know, the pageant thing, I sound like my grandmother.
No pageant.
The pageant thing blows my mind. How did you even, I mean, like, get into this? Did you start doing that when you were a kid?
When I was, like, a teenager.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is it as cutthroat as they say it is?
No.
Do you really put hairspray on your butt so that your swimsuit doesn't ride up?
No, I use something called butt glue.
Butt glue?
Yeah. You put it on your butt, glues that swimsuit there.
It does?
Yeah, you got to peel that thing off.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but it doesn't give me a wedgie.
That's true. So do you get waxed before you go?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's
We've gone
right.
over this body
that's
hair thing.
That's right. She doesn't have to.
No need.
Doesn't have to worry
no
about
need.
It. That's impressive.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine doing pageants.
But I think other
down.
People probably get waxed, I'd assume.
Probably.
But you don't have to. You're far away.
If you're in a bikini,
it's not like they're
though,
up in your business. I mean, the judges are out in the audience.
I know, but still, you don't want the shrubbery
and you don't
showing.
Have to wear a bikini. A lot of women wear one pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
One pieces have gotten sexier.
And they've gotten trendy and cool.
I know. Have you seen like the really low cut back ones?
Yes.
And like, they're so cute.
My thing is, I try those on and I actually look terrible in them.
What?
They just don't fit. Like, I have a small torso and I think that's why. Like
oh
a
my
short
God.
Torso.
Jackie is so skinny. I bet they look great on her.
Well, being skinny has nothing to do with it. It's just
no?
they don't look good on me. I think I don't know what it is. They just don't look right. I look better in a two-piece.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
those
all
look
right.
weird on me.
There you have it. She's a two-piece, not a one-piecer.
But some of them I see and I want.
Oh, yeah.
They
you should
cool.
try different styles. I'm obsessed with the cool one-pieces they have out now.
They have a ton of cool ones out.
I got one, though, for my honeymoon. And it, like, is plunging neckline,
Ooh.
Like, down to the middle of my stomach. I come
what?
Out
Wait,
in it.
Back up.
Yeah, it's black and it has a plunging neckline down the middle of my stomach.
Like down
now,
to your belly button?
I'm a double D.
Yeah, girls
so
got some boobies.
I put it on and I showed Aaron because I bought it only for our honeymoon.
And then he said, put on those Daisy Dukes and
no.
that wonderful.
He does like a good cut off jean short. I come out in it and
you
he
have
goes.
Any cowboy boots?
Right. He goes, well, that's aggressive.
What?
I go,
what?
Oh my God. I go, you don't like it. He goes, it looks amazing, but you're not going to be able to wear that by the family at the cottage. And I go, I got it for you.
For the honeymoon.
It's for our honeymoon.
Did you wear it?
Oh yeah, like every day.
I want to see a picture.
Oh my God. It's really, my boobs look phenomenal.
Where is it from?
I got it from Nordstrom.
I think it's because a lot of one pieces are... They show off the boobs, and I don't
yeah.
have a lot of boob, and
well,
that's why I think
much.
I look bad in them.
I could never, like, walk around my extended family, my
right.
Uncle Mark, in a plunging bathing suit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The family cottage is where you wear, like, the Speedo one piece.
I'm going to wear my
the
swim
T-Y.
Team. My, the TY.
Yeah. But last week during the Gray and Green Show, we ended it with me letting you know that there was some big news I was going to announce. And if you have listened to the Gravy and Rachel in the Morning Show this week, you already know this. But if you haven't,
if you're not from Grand Rapids, because apparently that's a thing for us.
Right. So if you're not from Grand Rapids, then you may not know the big news.
Yeah, what is the big news?
The big news. I'm really excited to tell you that after a year of trying, Aaron and I are officially going to be parents.
Wow!
I know. It's crazy. Jackie's known for a while.
Yeah, I've known, and this has been the hardest secret of my life.
Is it?
Oh,
well,
yes.
Me too, actually.
Only because you scared the living daylights out of me when you told me.
Why?
Because you were like, you grab my hand, you go, I'm going to tell you something. But if you tell anyone,
I didn't,
our
I told
friendship
you.
Is done.
I told her the podcast was
holy
over.
Holy crap.
I was really scared.
I was like shaking in my boots. I'm like, what secret is this?
I know.
I thought you were quitting or something.
No.
Like, it was like,
no.
Holy crap.
I was really, really
about?
Scared because I found out super, super early. But when I say it took us a year, it really did. Like,
no,
Aaron and
yeah.
I, we waited until our 2-year wedding anniversary to start. I'm sorry, our 1-year anniversary to start trying.
Yeah.
And we thought it was just going to happen like pretty easily and it would be a cake and we'd
just do it
a lot.
We're going to do it and there's
awesome.
Going to be a baby.
Right. Well, actually, it worked the second month. I mean, we started in October. I was pregnant in December, but I had what's called a chemical pregnancy, which is just a very early miscarriage. I actually came in and did the morning show one day, and I don't know why, but there were like pictures of my family doing something without me that I couldn't be a part of. It was like my cousins were having Christmas cookies, and they were making my grandma's old recipe.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't be there for it. And we were talking on the air, and the picture caught me off guard while I was on the air, and I started bawling on the
while
air.
You were on air?
While I was on the air. Keep in mind,
and this is last year Christmas time.
This was last year Christmas time. They make these damn cookies every year. I have never given two craps about these cookies before, but I'm crying on the air about it. Yes.
Was Gravy like, why are you crying?
Yeah, my morning show partner was like, is this for real? And I'm like, I don't understand why I can't ever do it. Like, I was really worked up. And I made a Facebook post and I said, oh my God, I can't believe the breakdown.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. And somebody wrote on there, you're definitely pregnant. Like to be funny.
Like
I was a listener trying to be funny. And I thought, woo, maybe I am. So I went home and I had a positive test that day.
Oh, wow. And how far along would you have been that day?
I would have been a little over 4 weeks.
Okay.
So a little over 4 weeks. And at that time, I was like, oh, my God, so excited.
Right.
But it was like, it was not a super dark line. It was a really light line.
Oh.
And when I called the doctor, she said it could just be early and you may have like implanted later. You know, the HCG may have not built up in your body yet, which is, by the way, what gives you the double line on the stick.
Yep.
And I said, okay. So she brought me in for a blood test and they said, you are pregnant, but your level of the hormone, the pregnancy hormone, which actually like stabilizes the baby to keep it there, wasn't going up. So they said, you either going to start to go up or you're going to lose this pregnancy. You just need to know ahead of time you may lose
that
it.
This isn't.
And not 2 days later. So I think it was, I think I was pregnant for like
6 weeks.
I want to say I found out and then like 7 days later I started and I started at work.
Oh,
and I was devastated. I had
how
to put on a face.
Show?
I had to do this show and be funny and put on a face. I was devastated. I mean, I seriously was like holding back tears. It was awful.
I would have had to leave.
Thank God the doctor prepared me, though, because otherwise...
So you knew this is a possibility.
I knew it was a possibility.
Yeah.
And I told my parents what was going on. And, you know, they were obviously very excited. So I had to, like, let them down. And then I had to go be with my family. It was a Friday. I had to go be with my
extended
family.
Did you tell anybody?
I told my best friend.
And that was it?
And Aaron.
Well, yeah.
And my parents. That was it.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was terrible. So then after that, we were like, we don't want to wait anymore. Like, if it worked the first time, it's going to work again. Well, after that, that was December. And we didn't get pregnant again until this past October.
Yeah. So almost a whole year.
Almost a year, which is crazy. And, like, the... When I went 6 months without getting pregnant, I started to panic.
I would have too.
And I went to a fertility center and they checked out me. They checked out Aaron.
Was it the one here in town?
It was.
Okay.
It actually was the same one you went to.
Yeah. Was it the same doctor? That's what I'm getting to.
Yes. It was the same doctor.
With a Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's who we went to.
Yeah. So it was
I didn't know if it's appropriate to say his name or not.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. But that was good. Starts with a Y. We had Dr. Y as well.
So and, who we? Odd guy. Great guy, but odd guy.
he's out to lunch, but he is smarter than anything. I mean, he's incredible. So I go look at him and I talk to him and he checks me out, checks Aaron out. He's very smart, but he says some weird stuff.
He said some weird stuff.
And when your lady part's like right in front of you, no one weird stuff said.
No.
So we go see him and he says, people may not get pregnant for a year. That's what he told me at that time. He said, we don't call people infertile or say they have infertility issues unless they go a whole year without getting pregnant. He goes, you've already been pregnant once.
So we know you can.
We know you can. He said, but let's check out and make sure everything. I had this like horrendous fear that I had endometriosis or
something terrible.
PCOS. Like I didn't know. I thought something was wrong with my insides. Right. I thought there were uterus issues. I don't know.
Right. You didn't know.
I was just freaking out. And after that, he basically sent us on our way and said, use ovulation strips, which, by the way, tells you like 12 hours in advance when you're going to ovulate. So we did that and that didn't work. And you know what? The trying part, and I was talking about this on the air, too. The trying part, like having sex all the time was tight. Like, it wasn't bad. I'd say, Aaron, get home. I got a positive ovulation test. Like, get home. Come home for lunch. Let's do it. And I'll send you back to
work. I feel like that would stress me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because wanting it so bad. Yeah. To be, like, it's too scientific for me.
What do you mean, timing it out?
Yes.
It is kind of scientific.
To make me, like, I wouldn't enjoy.
Be in the mood.
Exactly.
Aaron had actually made that comment to me.
Where it's starting to not feel right. It feels weird.
Right.
Like, it's not natural.
And Aaron had made that comment to me that it, like, it kind of sucks the passion out of
it. Yeah.
It does. Don't get me wrong, but like, I don't know. Nobody was complaining during, you know what I mean?
Once it gets started, it's not like he's whining about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't want to do this, Rachel.
Don't make me.
You're not even wearing your Wonder Woman bikini.
So, Aaron would come home, we'd do it, whatever, and send him on his way. But this would happen month
after
month.
Okay, get out of here.
Yeah, right. See you later. And the trying part was fine. It was like the disappointment every single month. Every month. And it would kill my mood for days. Like 2 days, I'd be so upset. And then once I hit 9 months of not getting pregnant,
then it's like, what is going on?
I started taking this medicine to make me like double ovulate and it could make you have twins. I don't have twins, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I did this shot, which made you ovulate within 30 hours of giving yourself the shot. I only had to do that twice. And the second time ended up working last October. But to be honest with you, we don't even know if the shot and the pills were what worked. We actually think we might have gotten pregnant without that crap. So it's like, really? I wasted all my money on this.
So much money. Fertility stuff, if you don't know, is so expensive.
It is insanely
Greenlee
expensive.
Greenlee is a very expensive baby.
Right. Well, Greenlee, I mean, good God, you spent more time with the fertility center than most.
Those guys, they're my best friends. We know each other well.
I know.
Well, and I know, you know, I didn't have her. Like, we've talked about my sister. If you want to refer back, my sister carried Greenlee for us.
I think that's episode 7.
But we did do, you know, the same things you had to do. Danny had to go in and get tested. She had to look at, can you carry? Are you a viable candidate for this?
Yeah.
And they did the same thing. There's no reason you can't get pregnant with this baby. The problem was, it just wasn't taking. It wasn't implanting.
And that's how I had that chemical pregnancy in the beginning. It didn't fully implant and all this stuff. But I will say this. If you are trying to get pregnant, if you've had miscarriages, if they tell you that everything is okay and to just chill out, it's not easy to chill out.
No.
I never chilled out the whole time. So all those people that want to say, don't stress, that's what's stopping it. No, you never stop worrying about it.
No, and you can't help it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to not stress now.
Right.
I'm going to not let this bother me. No, it's going
to
bother you.
I will say I probably should have waited a while before I panicked and went to the doctor.
Right. Because in the grand scheme of things, you see people who go 5-6 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I went six months and started to tweak.
But you know why? It's because you had already gotten pregnant. So in your mind, it was, wait, I know I can do this. Why is it not happening now?
Thank you, because that's how I felt.
I really did, Jack.
I really felt like I know this is all working.
Why isn't it working?
Isn't it taking? I don't understand.
Right.
And I just felt like that all the time. And I also made the mistake. I would go back and say, I wish I didn't do this. People would ask me all the time when Aaron and I were having a baby. And I would say, you know, we're actually trying.
I hate when people ask that too.
I wish I would have never told people I was trying. Because
then they ask you all the time.
They ask me all the time. They'd ask me if I was pregnant. They'd ask me, how's it going? They'd ask me, oh, are you? And I think, oh my God, now I have to be embarrassed to tell you that I'm not having any luck right now.
Right.
And that was the worst part. It was the worst feeling. It was like a brick was on my chest. And there were certain people, and it was like, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
They would text me.
Why do you think I want to talk to you about this?
They would text me every month. And I think to myself, why did I tell you that I was trying?
Yeah.
So that's another lesson. Don't tell people you're trying to have a baby unless you're prepared
to talk about it.
To talk about it. Because I wasn't.
We ran into that too. And it's like a catch 22. Part of it was really therapeutic for me because I put everything out there to everybody. Because A, we had to fundraise because we couldn't afford the first round of in vitro.
Right.
But B, I just wanted to talk about it. Like, you're going to see, if all works out, my sister being pregnant with my baby. And I don't want it to be like, I'll have to answer so many questions, but I just don't put it out there. I'm in media. I just want to talk about it. So I did. Problem was, every round of in vitro, people
would
like,
ask,
did it work? Did it work? Did it work? And it didn't work. And I'd be like, no, it didn't work.
Right. And God, you wanted to be mad at them for asking. And it wasn't even their fault. Like, I think about the people that did it. It was my fault. I should have never told you that I was trying because you care about me and you love me. So you wanted to know how I was and if it was working.
I feel like that too. Because for me, it was like, it's my fault. I shouldn't have told you when I was doing the first round of in vitro because then you would have no idea.
I know.
But
exactly.
I did. And now I have to sit here and deal with all of you asking me questions and posting on my Facebook and texting.
Did you tell your viewers?
Oh, yeah. I told everybody.
When the first round happened?
Well, I told them online. I didn't say it on air.
Gotcha.
Because at that point,
still, social media might as well be on air.
Right. I did a lot of social media, a lot of blogging. Yeah. I did a video with my sister. We did a lot of awareness around what was going on.
Yeah.
And, so our first round would have been April 2015. April,
remember. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We got pregnant October 2016. No, 2015.
You got pregnant?
2015.
2015.
So it took about 6 months.
Okay. That's not bad. It's not too bad. And what the second in vitro took?
Third
in vitro took. Lucky number three.
So it was like we did one in April, one in July, one in late September.
Right. God, yeah, that's funny because I also got pregnant in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my baby's due July 8th.
Yeah. We were due June 7th or June 14th.
June 14th.
But she came June 4th.
Nice. Her birthday is the day after mine, actually. Woo! I am June 3rd. Yep. I'm due July 8th. I'm right now like 14 and a half weeks pregnant. I wanted to wait until I knew for sure.
Yeah. After what happened the first time.
Yeah. And, you know, that was the other thing that was really scary. When we found out we were pregnant, I was supposed to leave for my brother's wedding. And I lied
about that.
I lied to everyone. I was supposed to go to Florida for my brother's wedding.
Something we learned about Rachel is she deserves like an Emmy for being an actress. She should be on television or in the movies because she knows how to act.
Well, when we were trying to get pregnant, I was talking to my doctor and I said, listen, my brother's getting married in Florida, South Florida.
Right.
If we get pregnant, can I still go to this wedding? Because Zika virus is such a scary thing.
Oh, yeah. And it only affects pregnant women, really.
Exactly. I mean, if you get it, it could be in your system for 12 days. It could be in your system for 6 months. But it's sexually transmitted. So neither myself nor Aaron, the doctor, wanted to go to Florida.
Yeah.
She actually said, if you're not pregnant, you can go to Florida. But when you come home, you got to wait 3 months to try again.
Because if you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was already all like, oh my God, I don't want to wait 3 months to try.
No.
Like I was
devastated.
And that's
a precaution I wouldn't want
to. And that was something I was willing to sacrifice for my family because I love my brother and his new wife, Ashley, more than anything. And I was ready to give up 3 months. Well, Aaron and I almost didn't try in the month of October.
Because you're like, well, we're going to go to this wedding.
Because we got to go to this wedding. And he says to me, I don't want to take that last month off. We'll just find out days before to see if we can go to Florida or not. And I said, I agree.
Did your brother know about this at the time that it was a possibility?
He knew we were trying. He didn't know. I don't think he knew it was a possibility that if I got pregnant, I couldn't go. Because if you're not trying for a baby, you don't really know the ins and outs of Zika virus.
Right. That's
true. You don't really know. And he's 26.
I only
know
because I had a girlfriend who was pregnant go to, it was like Greece or something or somewhere that had Zika. And she thinks she got it. And her whole pregnancy, she was
freaking
so scared and she ended up being okay.
Oh my God. But, see, I couldn't imagine going through that.
Oh my God.
So the day that Aaron said, I don't think we should take the month off. I think we should try one more month and then we'll find out just days before if you have to go to Florida. Sure enough, my husband was right. He said he had a good feeling, and he was 100% correct. We got pregnant 3 days before we were supposed to Florida.
That baby was drowning on Halloween, and it came out.
I know. Let's hope it comes out.
Let's hope it comes out feeling good.
We ended up finding out 3 days before we were supposed to fly to Florida. I had to call my brother and tell him that he was going to be an uncle, but I was only 4 weeks pregnant and I'd already had that one early miscarriage.
Oh, that sucks.
I had to tell my entire family because
that early on,
they all went to Florida
and they were going to be like, where is your sister?
And Aaron, like,
they were both in the wedding.
We were both in the wedding. And I was devastated. I had 3 days off work. I sat at home and just cried.
Didn't you at one point go downtown?
I did.
The worst place you could go when you're trying to hide?
I went downtown and I was supposed to
run. What if a listener saw you?
I got busted by one of my brother's friends.
Was he like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he goes, he actually was at a stoplight. I was crossing the street with my new Euro sandwich because I was craving it. And he goes, Rach! What are you doing downtown? You're supposed to be in Florida.
What did you do?
I looked at Aaron and I go, oh my God, we're busted. Luckily, this is a friend of my brother's that I've known since he was 8 years old. He's known my family my whole life. And I looked at him and I go, Louie, we're pregnant. He goes, yay! Like out of his car at a stoplight.
She's yelling it in the streets.
I know, I did. Well, no, I didn't know anybody else that was around me at the time.
Right.
He laughed. I texted him. And then I had to tell my family that I couldn't go. I had to tell Louie. I had to tell a lot of people that I wasn't ready to tell.
Right.
There was nothing I could do. I did not tell my friends. I didn't tell anybody except Aaron's immediate family.
Right.
And all my family, my extended family, everybody who went to
Florida.
Anyone
who's going to Florida knew.
And I had that really early miscarriage that previous December. So I was terrified.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
I was terrified. I was crying that I had to tell everybody. Not to mention I already cried twice a day now anyway.
Right.
So it was bad. I sat at home and watched my brother's wedding on FaceTime on TV.
Oh, that sucks.
And I just bawled. My aunt was holding it up.
I wanted to be there.
I know. It was terrible.
But you played it so good. Like, I was texting you one time, and you're like, oh, I'm getting on the boat with my dad. I'll see you later. What?
I didn't know what else to say.
Bitch is getting on a boat, and I'm over here reading a book in the cold snow.
Well, the doctor said, I tried everything. I go, are you sure that I can't go? And he goes, listen, if you're my daughter, I'm telling you, you can't go to Florida. The Zika virus is nothing to mess with.
Yeah, let's not
He's like,
around.
You will never forgive yourself if something happens. So I didn't go, and I stayed home. And now I am so glad I did.
Oh,
when you tell me
Christ.
About your friend who had herself so freaked out.
She was freaked out for 20 weeks.
Right.
Basically scared. And they finally went in and measured the baby's head.
Did
she
they?
Was so freaked out and it was normal.
And it was
so,
normal.
And so she was like, okay.
Yeah, because the Zika virus gives your baby like an enlarged head.
It's either enlarged or super small, right?
Oh, yeah. It's small on the
super
top.
Tiny.
The brain is super tiny. Yes, you're right. The Zika virus, too scary. But so now we're 14 weeks along and I'm super excited because we just scheduled the gender ultrasound.
That's the best one.
It's 3D, dude.
Yeah.
I about nearly crapped my pants when I saw the 3D ultrasound pictures. Did you do this with Greenlee?
Well, we did, but it's kind of a touchy subject.
It is.
So we were pregnant with twins.
Oh, that's right.
Originally. And we did the same, similar to you. My sister's HCG levels were very, very high.
Yeah.
To the point where the doctor goes, okay, these are very high.
Which usually is a sign of twins.
Exactly. But he said our first appointment will be at 6 weeks or whatever. So then at 4 weeks, she was bleeding pretty bad. And so he goes, we're going to take a look. But we were convinced we were miscarried. And I just told my friends.
Were
I was devastated.
Devastated.
I mean, I was the most upset I think I've ever been in my entire life. I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
So we went to the doctor on a Saturday. Dr. Young came in and got, I said his name. Dr. Y, now that you know, got us in on a Saturday and came. And he's like, let's look. And he was like, oh, no, you didn't miscarry. He's like, they're making room in there because you have two. So we're like, oh, my God. So then we went till 10 weeks with ultrasounds of two. And they were fine. So we know we had two at 10 weeks. We know we did.
Yeah.
We had pictures of two. The thing was, after that, you graduate, you know, and you go to a real doctor, which
right.
I'm sure you've done by this point.
Yes, I do. I have a new OB.
So we start going to the OB, and they stop giving you ultrasounds. They start giving you Dopplers.
I actually just had my first Doppler the other day. And what that is, they just put this thing on your belly, and you hear the heartbeat.
Right.
Which is incredible, by the way.
It's
but
so
it's
cool.
It's not the ultrasound. The ultrasound is
amazing.
You don't
get to see them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a Doppler with one baby is pretty accurate. You're hearing the heartbeat. They're alive. They're good.
Yeah.
With two babies, you could be picking up just one baby's heartbeat. You don't know.
Which is weird to me that if you have twins, they don't do an ultrasound still.
Well, that's where the problem is. I think, and I will fight this till I die, they were supposed to and they should have, but they were lazy. I think that with my whole heart, and I don't care what anyone tells me.
Yeah.
You can argue to the moon with me and back if you work at a hospital why they didn't do one, but they should have. I was a new patient. My sister was a new patient.
Right.
We told you we had twins. Why were we waiting till 20
there
weeks?
There should have been some kind of confirmation that there were two hearts in there.
Thank you. So we did the Dopplers. And what the doctor thinks happened is we lost the baby shortly after 10 weeks and didn't know it. And it was absorbed back in or something, or she,
yeah,
you know, but what happened was they never caught it because they were just listening to the heartbeat and they'd say, there's one. And then they'd do it again and be like, there's two. Now there were some telltale signs that it was the same baby's heartbeat, but I didn't know that because I'm not a doctor.
Right.
It's not my job to know that.
You're supposed to be able
These
to trust
doctors,
that person.
Exactly. What we
but
learned
later.
But this
isn't Dr. Y. This is a different doctor.
This is at just a normal OB, like in Kalamazoo. Okay. So what was happening was the heartbeat would come back and say it was, I don't know, I don't even remember what a good average is, 150 or something?
Yeah. My baby's heartbeat is 158 right
yes.
now.
Yes, so it was like 150. Well, second baby, they'd say, okay, 149. Now I know that that's pretty much impossible. When you have twins, if one's 150, well, the other one might be like 120. Like, they're going to be gapped bigger.
Oh, really?
Is what I've been told. That you rarely see them that close together. It doesn't, something's fishy about that. I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, I don't know that.
So that happened for 3 appointments. We got to 20 weeks, and I wanted a 3D ultrasound. And the lady said, well, your gender reveal is going to be next week, 2 weeks from now. It was like 22 weeks in, because that's just when they could get us in.
Okay.
But, you know, we have this company we work with in Grand Rapids that does 3D ones. They're only $100, and they'll do a gender reveal. So I said, okay. So what you do is you take your documents of your ultrasounds and your Dopplers to prove that you're not just paying $100 with no insurance to get an ultrasound.
Right.
And then they approve them, and then you pay them $100 and they do this ultrasound. They did it. The thing is, there's no doctor on staff. It's only an ultrasound tech. Now, something I didn't know is if something catastrophic happens, like you lose a baby or it dies or something terrible, an ultrasound tech legally cannot tell you without a doctor in the room because they cannot diagnose you with something like that.
Right, because they're not a doctor.
Exactly.
They're just there to see the baby and hear the baby.
Exactly. So we sit down. My entire family's in the room. My mom, my dad, my sister.
Oh,
well, obviously my sister.
No.
My brother-in-law, my niece, Jim, and then she's on the bed.
And they're all there to see what
they're
the
all there to see the babies. So we look at the baby one, and there she is. Like, it's like a baby, 3D, and it was awesome. And she says, it's a girl. We're all excited. So then she goes to look for baby two, and I could tell something was wrong. Because her face was white. And she kept going, I can't find it. Hold on. I can't find it.
You could tell the ultrasound tech was like upset because
she was visibly shaken. Like something was not right.
No.
Jim and I were starting to look at each other like, what's wrong? And she kept saying, well, I have baby A right here. She's great. Like super healthy. Great size. Printed me pictures. Then it must have been 10 minutes of this. She says, there it is. I found baby B. And we go, what happened? And she goes, I think they're on top of each other. And I just didn't see it. But she won't look me in the eye. She's very flustered.
First off, at 22 weeks,
yes.
Your babies are good sized.
This was at 20 weeks.
Still.
And I said, exactly. So that's what she's telling us happened. So she goes, so here's baby B. She prints us off 2 pictures, signs it baby A, baby B. They're both girls, sends us on our way. What this lady didn't know was A, I'm on the news, and B, I have a large following on Facebook, and I blog about this regularly.
Yeah.
So I immediately, Monday, now that I know it's 20 weeks, we're well into this pregnancy, I go on the news and announce we're having 2 girls. I have ultrasound pictures I'm putting online. Little did we know this was 2 of the same baby. 2 pictures of the same baby.
Right, it was Greenlee.
Exactly. So then we go in 2 weeks later, the 22nd week, and we're doing the ultrasound, and we're so excited. And I immediately said to the ultrasound tech, well, we already know we're having girls. And he says, how do you know? I go, well, we did one of the 3D ones. They have the pamphlets on the front desk. And he goes, awesome. He goes, just so you know, we do recommend them, but until you're here with a doctor, they're not legit. Like it could
right.
be a boy, you never know. And I go, okay. And he goes, anyway, but you said you have having a girl. I go, no, 2 girls. We have twins. And he goes, oh. And I was like, what? He goes, 2 girls? And I go, why? Is there a boy? And he goes, no. And then he looked like he was going to start crying. And I go, what? And
the doctor did?
The ultrasound tech.
Okay.
And he said, I need to get a doctor to talk to you. And I said, why? And he goes, I don't know what to say right now. I'm panicking. And I go, what?
Okay,
like, he
so
literally lost his
this
mind.
This guy handled it way better than the other ultrasound
yes.
tech, who kind of sounds like she covered her ass.
She stepped in it. Exactly. And he goes, I'm not supposed to tell you this without a doctor, but you guys, I'm freaking you out, and I don't know how long the doctor is going to be. He goes, there's only 1 baby in here, ma'am. And I was like, what are you talking
crying.
About? I go, I just had an ultrasound. I had the pictures in my purse still. there's two babies. And he looked at them and he goes, I don't know. I guess I wasn't there. But he goes, that looks like the same baby from a different angle. And I go, what?
Oh, no.
So then he brings the doctor in and I'm like, I skip crying. I'm just like, what the hell is going on? I'm like yelling. Insane person. My sister's like, calm down, calm down. She doesn't like that stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to calm down.
Oh, so the you're doctor, the one out of the sisters. You're the one who gets hyped and she's the calm
so
one.
So doctor comes in and he looks and he goes, okay, I think I know what happened. And he goes, it doesn't make it right. But I think that woman, he goes, if she's a competent ultrasound tech, she knew, but she knew legally she can't tell you without a doctor there. So she just said, it's two girls. Knowing you had an appointment in 2 weeks. And I was like, so what happened?
The doctor thinks that ultrasound tech That's lied to you and that he was going to be the one to break the news to you.
That's what he thinks.
That is disgusting.
He said, if that's not what happened, then she was very panic stricken and convinced herself it must be what's going on. They have a Doppler from last week that says they have twins and like convinced herself. But since then, I've had friends who are ultrasound techs email me and say, there's no way if she's a competent ultrasound tech that she didn't know. There's no way. They said a 20-week, it was like 19 and a half weeks.
And this is one of those ultrasound places you just go to that's not in a doctor's office.
Yes.
Okay.
But they had all the equipment. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Feel free to say their name.
No, I don't want to do that. Because.
God, I'm so much more vindictive than you are. I would totally say their name.
Well, we called them and got all our money back. It wasn't a lot of money, but we got our money back and we complained.
Yeah.
The problem is with the nurse, a strong part of me thinks she really did think maybe this is what's going on. Maybe they're on top of each other. I don't do a lot of ultrasounds on twins. Maybe that's what's happening. Because when we came in, when she looked through our file, A, she doesn't know us. There's no doctor there. And all she gets is this pamphlet of all of our appointments. And every appointment said healthy twins, healthy twins, healthy twins, heartbeats.
So, yeah, she could have convinced herself.
She had no reason to think at 18 weeks you had twins with a Doppler radars of these.
But now you don't.
And at 19 and a half weeks, you don't. So I think that's what, because that's the thing. It wasn't like there was a dead baby there. Or dead embryo. There's nothing there. It had already absorbed. We had lost it a long time ago.
10 weeks.
Yes. So it happened like 11 weeks ago. So what, or yeah, 10, 11 weeks ago. So what she was, in her mind, it was, I think, there's not even another baby here. That makes no sense. There would at least be I would see it. Does that,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was just crazy. It was the craziest thing. To this day, I have friends who are like, that's the craziest story I've ever heard.
It is a crazy story.
And
it's nuts.
If I hadn't gone and told everyone and gone on the news, like I literally did a whole segment on the news announcing I had two girls.
I watched it, Jackie.
And you know how people are. I have people say to me all the time on Facebook, ignorant women. Yeah. Ignorant women say, so did you just not be able to handle twins? Did you give one up? People have said that to me.
Get the hell out of here.
And I ripped them a new one.
What bitches?
Yeah. And then they always recoil. Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Did you really? You know what? If you don't know, don't ask.
Yeah. If I don't have two babies and I originally said I did, something happened. You're an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah. People make me so angry.
Did you give up one of them? That's disgusting.
I had two people say that.
Two?
Or, and I've had at least five people say, so what happened to the twin? I thought you had twins. If I don't have twins, when I said I did, obviously something bad happened. Maybe don't ask me. But people are so dumb.
People are dumb. And
people
honestly, like,
dumb.
I bet these women asked you that, not thinking in any way, shape, or form they were being offensive.
No, they didn't think anything
of it. Did you give up one of them? And meanwhile, you're devastated because you thought you had two and you have one.
Well, something I don't talk about as often, it was an hour of being devastatedly sad and then an hour of conflicted feelings of relief because I don't know how I would have had two babies.
You would have been fine.
I think I would have been. I know I would have been fine because you had no choice.
I commend you for admitting that because I think a lot of people find out they're having twins and then nearly crap their pants.
And then, we did.
Because it's two of everything. It's, oh, man.
Well, originally, for us, it was less about being scared about that and more like two babies when we couldn't even have zero. We could have zero and now we have two babies. And then when we found out we were only having one, but it was really, really healthy. And the doctor said, he's like, something catastrophic would have to happen at this point. This is a really healthy baby. So it was more like I wanted to feel more sad than I did, if that makes sense. I felt like I was wrong because I wasn't that sad. I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, I know I can do one. And then I'd be like, that's terrible of me. Why did I think that?
No,
you can't
help
what goes
in
your mind.
Honestly, when we were trying to get pregnant, I was reading about twins.
Right.
And I had a psychic tell me that Aaron and I were going to have
what?
Twins. And twins runs in Aaron's side of the
so
family.
So you thought this could be?
So I thought maybe I was.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, like, I was not ready for that. I don't feel ready for that. I understand how parents are like, holy crap, there's two. That's two cribs. That's two car seats.
It's two everything.
So much money.
And money and aside, time. Imagine, like, I there's no way I could have worked. I feel like.
Yes, you could have. You would have been fine. No. There's plenty of moms that do it. You could have done it.
The first year, I don't think so.
No.
It's a lot with one baby. I can't imagine two.
Well, speaking of that, how about you give me some baby advice? I'm sitting here 14 weeks pregnant. My baby officially is getting fingernails. And it's the size of a lemon.
I was just going to ask you, what fruit or vegetable does it look like now?
You guys, I will not be the girl who puts up the pictures of me with the fruit. I won't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do that either. My sister was like, don't think I'm going to post a pregnancy picture every month for you.
No.
She gave me two. One in the beginning for a fun photo and one at the end when she was showing. And that was it.
Honestly, that's how I feel. I've got my first pair of maternity pants on right now.
Are they comfy though?
They are. And I got some comfy. I got some fancy Topshop ones from Nordstrom. So they have ripped up.
See, you're trendy though.
I know.
I heard H&M sells maternity.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
And they're pretty affordable.
I should go check that out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And they sell cute baby clothes.
I know they sell cute baby clothes. I've looked at it.
You can have a trendy
baby. It's so funny, you guys. Aaron is so excited. Like, I can't even tell you.
I'm excited.
He is over the moon. He is, and this will make me cry, but he is going to be like the best dad.
He's already, he's going to be fantastic.
He's already like picked up books for me. And we were out shopping for ski gear for him the other day because Aaron's a big skier, like really, really good skier.
Yeah, he's a snow guy.
Yeah, big into it. And he found this Patagonia little ski coat for a little kid.
No.
And I was like,
did he buy it?
It was $100. And I go, no, I'm not pulling the trigger. But he loved it. It had matching snow pants.
Oh.
Aaron could not be more excited. And also, like, I kind of get worried that he might be upset if it's a girl.
Because he wants a boy.
He wants a boy. Bad. He was showing me videos last night of this guy teaching his 1.5-year-old to ski. And I was like, you're not putting our baby on skis at 1.5.
No, that's scary.
At 3, we'll talk, but right, not 1.5. But that's the thing. Like, I hope that if it is a girl.
Oh, he'll be just. He can still teach a girl to ski.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, I'll do the same with her no matter what. Because his friends all have girls.
Jim didn't want a boy.
Jim didn't want a boy?
No.
Why?
He said.
That blows my mind.
Jim and his brother. Jim doesn't have any sisters. Just him and his brother. And they were both terrible children. Terrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Like, the fact that Jim is a functional man now is shocking. He was that little boy.
That's not very nice.
He was in middle school, like, suspended every week. Like, not for doing.
Wait, so he was, like, just
naughty,
bad behavior?
Wild. Yeah, wild. Him and his brother ran free, wild. And he said, I watched what we did to my parents. And he goes, boys can be hyper and can be naughty. And he goes, and now I know that was on my parents for not putting
right.
it. But he goes, but I was like, what if I have a little boy who's a little pizza?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I can't. He goes, I don't want that. He goes, plus, Jim's not into sports, really.
Yeah.
He's into running and cross country and track, which is what he did.
Uh-huh.
But he's not into football, and he doesn't watch the game.
Oh, it's Aaron's jam.
Yeah, see, Jim's not. And he always feels very self-conscious with a bunch of guys, where he's like, I don't know anything about it. I'm not into it. I'm into music and art. So he's like, I'm
scared. I like
scared.
That about him, though.
Me too. Well, that's what attracted me to him.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's like, he was very scared. What if it's a boy? And I'm like, he's a boy, like, and he wants to do boy stuff. And I'm like, I don't know anything about this.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny that Jim was the guy in class that liked English instead of math.
Well, actually, what's funny is he did like math and stuff like that. He just hates, he doesn't hate sports.
He doesn't like super macho
teams.
Things.
He's never learned about team sports, never got into watching. He's like, my dad and brother could be watching the big game. And he's like, and I was like, I'm going to go over here and play my video game. Or he's like, or I'm going to go out for a run with my cross country team. But he's like,
right.
I just skipped that stuff. It never interested me.
Well, I don't think Aaron will be disappointed, but I think, I mean, I know he does really want a boy.
Aaron's a healthy mix of the both sides, I feel like, where he can find his feminine side enough to be a really good dad to a girl.
Yeah.
But he also, like you just said, sports is his jam and he can get into it with a boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
big
cool.
time. That's true. And his friends all have girls and he like interacts and plays with them.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it. I think Aaron is going to be like the best dad in the world. I mean, he's so over the top excited.
He's going to be so excited.
I know. He won't miss a single thing going on with that kid.
No.
No. He'll be there for everything.
It's way too early to ask you this, but do you guys want like a big family?
No, it's not too early to ask. We discuss it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, my brother and I are 4 years apart. Oh. I don't think I will wait that long to have another baby. Yeah. I don't like that my brother and I are 4 years apart.
I wish it was a little closer.
I wish we were closer in age because it took us until he turned about like 18 or 19 to actually be friends.
Yeah.
I wanted nothing to do with him all growing up.
He's like a kid.
Yeah. And he just followed me around. Like I didn't
he's annoying.
So I really think if I have two of the same. Mm-hmm. Here, we'll probably let me have the first baby. You know what I mean? I got to prop this one out. But once we have this one, I really think that I'll probably try again in a year and a half or two.
Oh, yeah.
But if we have two of the same sex, I'll try for a third to see if it's a different sex.
Ooh.
Aaron's a family of three. He's the oldest of three. So
you
he's into that.
Spend $1 million and do that. What's it called? Gender.
What?
Where you can pick which embryos are girls and boys.
You can pick your chromosome?
I think you can.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I would not spend $1 million on that.
No, it's stupid. It's stupid.
I just kind of feel like if God wants me to have three boys,
well,
he
and
does.
You don't know because, okay, so with my syndrome, I have XY chromosomes.
Yeah.
But I am a girl. If that technology was available when my mom had me, she would have thought I was a boy.
Holy crap, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm not
so it's
that.
Like that kind of thing freaks me out. Like, you don't know just because, I don't know.
That is kind of sketch.
It's sketch.
Yeah, I
and it's
do
weird.
That.
Like, why do you want to know? I know a girl on Facebook who has all her embryos frozen now because she has no uterus, but she had ovaries.
Uh-huh.
So they said,
So she developed eggs.
Yes.
But she had nowhere to hold baby.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So they said, well, why don't we get these viable eggs, make embryos, and freeze them now?
Okay.
And so she did it, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But then she posted that they decided to go through and find out which ones were girls and which ones were boys. So they have 5 little girls and 4 little boys. And I thought, they're in a freezer.
That's weird.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, it is weird because when they, I mean, eventually she's going to put them in somebody's body to implant. And
yes.
If they don't stick, that it's going to be like a...
I lost a girl. I don't know.
It's a different feeling to say I lost one of my girls and I lost one of my embryos.
I just think, I don't want to go that far. I don't want to do that. What do they do to find out?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no desire.
No.
But yes, if we have two of the same sex, I'll try for a third. I stop at 3.
Yeah.
I can't giant family.
Too much.
Would like to have a boy and a girl and be done.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. In fact, we were talking, if I had twins, we were saying, Aaron and I said, if we have a boy and a girl instead of twins, Aaron be getting snipped. We'd be out of it.
Oh, that was Jim and I. When we thought we were having twins, he goes,
yeah,
boy and a girl would be boss.
It would.
That would be boss. Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever try for another baby at all?
No.
No? You don't think you'll ever change your mind on that?
Well, I want another one, but I don't want to ever do what we did again.
Because it was so tough to go through.
Well, I'm not going to ask my sister to ever do that again.
Right.
Ever. Like, I could never.
I don't blame you.
Danny.
Right.
How's
Danny,
your uterus
how's
feeling?
How's the womb doing?
Yeah, I'd never do that again. I've had a girlfriend who genuinely told me I will do it. I don't mind.
No kidding.
And I don't think I'd ever. I don't think I could ask her. Jim was like, no, we'll never do that. That's weird, Jackie. But she's loved being pregnant. She told me. She just goes on about it.
Okay, so everybody gripes about being pregnant. I gotta be honest with you, Jack. I'm fine.
Really?
Like, I don't even care. I like to party. Anybody who knows me, Rach likes to get down.
She likes to have some fun.
But honestly,
Our holiday party's gonna suck for me because you can't drink.
I can't drink, but Aaron can.
Oh, yeah.
I can drive everyone home.
That happened when Deanna Falzone was pregnant. Her husband
from
and
Fox 17,
her,
our news
her husband and I had some drinks at the holiday party.
Well,
we were like,
"Yeah, that's what you can do." That's kind of how I feel. I have so far been to Chicago sober, been to New York City on New Year's Eve sober. I did Christmas with my family sober, and it has not bothered me. The only morning sickness I've had, I puked once, like the whole time.
Bad. And I think some people must just get it worse than others. I mean, I have no reference of this because I had never had it, so I can't. It's probably terrible when it's terrible.
I am super vain, though. Like, the biggest fear I have is packing on 70 pounds.
Dude, I would feel the same way.
I am stressed.
How much are you?
I am really trying to, like, eat healthy.
How much are you up right now? Are you comfortable?
I am up 6.5 pounds.
That's nothing.
And that was as of today.
That's nothing.
Well, thank
God.
You're
only 14 weeks.
I'm 14 weeks. So
you're almost halfway through.
I'm almost halfway through, which is nuts. But, I really don't want to be the butterball turkey walking around.
You won't. What is, okay.
Because I'm only 5'2".
What are you supposed to gain? Like, how much?
Like 25 to 30.
Okay, well, then make the goal of, I'm not going to gain more than 25.
Right, that's kind of what I've been doing. And
when
I've
get
kind
to 25, I'm done eating.
I'm all of a sudden wanting, like, a lot of sweet stuff and, like, pineapple and orange juice. I made Aaron leave the house to get orange juice the other night.
Get Trop 50.
Trop 50?
I see the commercial for it all the time.
Trop 50.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
Who's the guy in it. It looks like Billy Blanks.
It's that hot guy from Biggest Loser.
Oh, that guy. It's not the Tybo guy, Billy Blanks.
No, but he does remind me a little bit of Billy Blanks.
Right. How old are we?
Right. I know.
Tybo. Kids are like, who the hell's Tybo? Right. But there's so much stuff, like, with my body changing, I felt weird because, like, I was saying this on the air, I judged so many women who were pregnant and they would have breakdowns because their pants didn't fit anymore and they had to go shopping. And I'd be like, oh, my God, you're
pregnant.
You're not fat. You're pregnant. But I will tell you, when my pants stopped being able to button, because I am showing now pretty well. I cried.
You hide it well with your clothes, though.
I do. A lot of Free People flowy stuff. I cried when my pants would come on. And Aaron's like, honey, you're pregnant. You're not fat.
And you're like,
stuff.
Shut up, Aaron. You weigh 1 pound. Don't get wet.
I looked at him. I go, dude, you're not used to my body changing like this. My breasts look like roadmaps. I'm not kidding. Last night, Aaron told me my nipples look darker, and I started crying.
Why would he say that?
Because they are.
But why would he even comment on it? Let it go.
I got in bed, and he goes, whoa, they look a lot darker. And I was like,
don't look at my nipple.
My boobs look terrible.
See, I'm looking at them now, and I think they look pretty good.
They have already gone up a cup. I am a triple D right now. Girl, I've been in a sports bra for the last month.
Comfortable? More comfortable?
It's very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
I may have uniboob, but it's comfortable.
That's all that matters.
I've just been wearing scarves. I don't know what I'm going to do by the time summer hits.
Well, by then you'll be almost having the baby.
That's true. July 8th, this baby's coming out.
Summer babies are the best.
I hope so, because I can still go to the cottage and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be on maternity leave.
In the summer.
In the summer.
Till like October, September?
What?
You'll be on maternity leave till like September, right?
Yeah.
That'll be
Labor
awesome.
Day.
Yeah.
Which will be great.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I can just go to the lake and do all that stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Be good.
And you don't have to worry about bundling the baby up and, like, that's
right.
What sucks.
Right.
Is that winter babies, you got to put them in, like, you got to watch because when they're tiny like that, they got to be warm.
Right.
The only thing this summer that sucked for us having a little baby was bugs. You cannot let them get bit and they're too little to put bug spray on.
Oh, shoot. What do you do?
Nothing. You're not allowed to put anything
on. You can't put, like, Skin So Soft lotion or anything?
Not until they're, like, 3 months old or older.
What?
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, there goes my cottage dreams.
Well, you can still do that. You just got to be careful. That's what they told us.
And keep the baby inside all the time.
Yeah.
Keep
him inside.
That's
have
true.
A net around them.
Right.
Like, things like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like one of those big nets to hang on.
That's
the
what the doctor
net.
Told us. Because I would be like, can I put baby bug spray on there? I'm like, no, a lot of baby products like lotions and bug sprays are meant for 3 months and older.
No
I guess
kidding.
They're so like things absorb into their skin so easy when they're that little. That's what I've been told. I don't know.
I don't know. This is all still blowing my mind. Like, I'm so terrified to give birth. Giving birth terrifies me.
I'm scared of the idea of giving birth freaks me out.
That watermelon coming out of that tiny hole.
Tiny hole.
Tiny.
Like, it's tiny.
I am scared to give birth. I watched this, like, animation video on Facebook. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? No, look away. Look away.
Are you going to get an epidural?
Hell yes.
I would too. I would too.
Give me the drugs. Did your sister get the epidural?
Well, she got a C-section.
Oh,
so yes.
Okay.
But she told me if for some reason she wasn't having a C-section, she's like, I'd be like, pump me up now.
Give me the drugs. Giving birth scares me more than bringing a baby home. Bringing the baby home doesn't scare me that much.
No,
a lot of my friends
you're
have
you're a
kids.
Mature adult. You
Right.
I know people not as mature as you did it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
But yeah, I honestly, it's a scary thing. I'm going to need your help. Once this kid gets home, I'm going to need your help.
You're going to be more prepared and better than I was.
I doubt it.
I was a hot mess.
You were not a hot mess.
I was drunk when she came.
Yeah, but you didn't know that she was going to come early.
Yeah, but it's not a good omen to start off drunk.
I know, but...
Not a good...
It was a great omen. You're a fantastic mother, and that's why you're going to have to be ready to help me.
I can't look at any of the photos, because every time I look at the photos, I think in my head, look how drunk you look.
Oh.
Look at your day-old eye makeup.
Whatever. I'm leaning on you, lady. Thanks for listening to us today. Coming up on next week's show, let's lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yes.
We're going to find a guest for next week, just to add in somebody else.
Hoping we'll spice it up.
We got to find somebody in a relationship, though, because I want to do... I found this list, and it's...
You know who might be good?
Who?
Kim St. James.
Yes.
We've never had her on. She's awesome.
Kim
Radio
St. James
veteran.
Does a country station here with us in our cluster. Yes, we will ask
she's
Kim St. James
kids.
To do it.
She's married. Right?
Yes.
She's married, right?
She's married.
Yes, I thought.
Her husband, Tom, is the bomb.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. Kim St. James, we got to ask her if she's free.
Hopefully she says yes.
We'll see.
I think she'd be good, though. She's
I think
fun.
She'd be
you
awesome.
Guys will love her.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to do the gross things that all couples do.
I love this.
I found this list, and it turns out I'm a dumpster with how gross
Me
I am.
Me too.
I am disgusting. I can't wait to hear how gross you are.
How gross are you? You're making me
I'm
think.
Pretty damn gross.
I'm up there on the gross scale.
It does not take a lot to gross me out, but we are two women who admitted in episode 2 that we both have crapped our pants in public.
Yes,
so
we
think about that.
That is true.
Take that in, and now you'll know what to prepare yourself for next time.
Yeah. We have no shame telling you we pooped ourselves. So get ready for next week.
Go listen to episode 2 if you missed that one.
Yeah.
Jackie pooping on the green was just more than I could handle. So
Jackie
thanks for
Green.
Hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We'll be back next Wednesday before noon. And if you want, go find us on iTunes.
Yes, find us on iTunes. Rate the show, please. We've been stuck at 61 reviews, and I want more.
Yeah, we do want more. And we want you to email us as well. I have gotten a couple emails from listeners, and we'll go through some of those.
Yeah, we need to.
Next week. Have you read some of the emails we've gotten?
I've read a couple.
We've had a couple men reach out to us
nice.
With issues they've had in their lives. So,
ooh, we got to talk about those, too.
Yeah, so we might squeeze that in next week as well. But it's grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com if you want
yes,
to send us an email.
Us.
Gray Green Show on Twitter. We've got a lot of people on Twitter, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, Twitter's
I know.
Blowing up.
I know. So, and Gray and Green Show on Facebook as
yes.
well. So find us on iTunes, rate us, and thanks for hanging out with us. We're out of here.
Bye.